Lee Bryce's latest here on the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. And so, Andy, we mentioned yesterday briefly how I called my parents. We talked about, among other things, I brought up how Dr. Pepper is in short supply, which is bizarre. I guess everyone's just going soda crazy.
Right.
And my dad, who's 90, mentioned when he was a kid. So, I mean, we're talking the 1940s. He sang a Dr. Pepper jingle on the radio. Was TV even around in the 40s?
Because
it was on the radio, a Dr. Pepper jingle.
I'm laughing so hard because my daughter is 12, and we were just watching something on TV that happened in, like, it was some YouTube thing, and they had a product from 1992, and she's like, that product is from the 1900s. Like, she was so like, Mom, can you believe it? I'm like, yeah, babe, I graduated in 92. So yeah, it's not that long ago. So the 40s, think about how long ago that was.
And it's so odd. If you know my dad, because he's a 50-year electrical engineer. Like, so he's behind the scenes, no attention at all. And he was on the radio singing a jingle as a kid. Like, he had a little brush with celebrity.
Did he just do it once?
I guess,
But
I don't
know. But you said he even has been singing, like, in the church choir and stuff,
he does,
right?
Yeah. He likes Gregorian chant and stuff like that.
That's so
they
weird.
Don't do that in Dr. Pepper jingles, though. But it's so weird to picture him as a little, I guess, sort of semi-famous. Like, how cool would that be in school?
I definitely think that is your dad's claim to fame. Like, that is definitely famous. Yeah. That's a really cool story to share. Yeah.
Have either of your parents ever had a little brush with a celebrity like that?
So, I feel like, and we would love for you to share your story, too. So, you can always call us at 215-263-6700, or if it's short enough, to text us. But, like, in the neighborhood, my dad was super famous. And among kids that were my age when I was growing up, because he would give the whistle when it was time for me to come home.
Oh,
so no matter, I could be in someone's house 4 blocks away.
He was a great whistler.
And I could hear the like so loud. Yeah. And everybody'd be like, Andy, it's time for you to go home. You know, super sweet. And my dad was also like the greatest Little League umpire of all time. So all the boys knew my dad because he was umping all their games. And he was so fantastic. So that's how my dad was quasi-famous.
Local famous, yeah.
And then I'll never forget the day that my mom came home from Boscov's. And she was so excited because they interviewed her on the news.
No way.
Talking about shoes. I don't know. She was shopping for shoes, and they interviewed my mom, and all I remember is that she said, because we laughed so hard, we all gathered around the television at 6 o'clock to watch the news, and she's holding a shoe, and she said, now this is an Italian shoe. And I that's all that I remember. So I don't know if they were talking about, like, if you buy your shoes because they come from a certain place or what the news story was, but the shoe she was holding was an Italian shoe.
How cool for your mom to be on the news,
right? We were bonkers excited for her. Yeah, it was so great.
That is super cool. So if you have a parent who is famous for even a minute, even a second, let us know at 215-263-6700. Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. So we're talking about our parents being famous, like, even for a second. My dad in the 40s. Was a singer for a Dr. Pepper radio jingle. Your mom was on the TV news. Your dad was a local legend for being a great Little League umpire and having like the best whistle for miles.
So we got a text from someone who says, my grandmother was on a plane with Tim McGraw's parents. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's
how did
neat.
You know? Because I'm thinking it's like his mom and the dad that adopted him. But no, it was Tug.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, he would be recognizable.
Know.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
For sure. So Gail, were either of your parents famous?
My father was a professional boxer. He fought at Madison Square Garden.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
What was his name?
Marvelous Marvin the Hebrew Gladiator.
No way!
Marvelous Marvin the Hebrew Gladiator?
That is the coolest name ever!
Wow.
Oh my gosh!
Marvin Edelman. He was 53.
Marvelous Marvin the Hebrew Gladiator.
Yes. That is the best nickname of all
time. Is he still alive?
In the 50s. He passed like 6 years ago.
Is it on his tombstone?
Oh, it's so funny. There is a Jewish star, but that is not on his tombstone.
You know what's funny? So producer Donnie just did a quick thing. He printed up boxing's official record keeper. And boy, your dad does look like a fighter. He's got that pose.
He does.
Right?
And, that nose.
Yeah.
His nose looks like it's been squashed so many times.
But he was 34-4.
Yeah, he had a great record and great stories and a great man.
Oh, my goodness. That is so cool, Gail. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. So, Charlotte, did you have a famous parent?
Yes, my mother and my grandmother.
How were they famous?
They were in a movie where angels go, trouble follows.
Oh, was that, I don't know that movie. So, was there a famous actor or anything in it?
Van Johnson was in it because they had dinner with Van Johnson. I think Rosalind Russell was in that, too.
Oh, okay. So we're going back.
Yeah, I think it was filmed in, like, the Arbor area.
Oh, cool.
I was a little kid, so.
That's neat. Yeah, there are so many movies that are filmed around here, which is neat.
1968.
You know, so a lot of people are extras and stuff like that. That's really cool. But that's fun, like, especially when it's a movie, because then you can kind of pass that down to your kids, there I am, there's my arm.
You're right.
That's what I do with my kids, yes.
That's great, Charlotte. Thank you for calling up. And if you had a parent who was famous, even for a minute, you can always shoot us a text, 215-263-6700. Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on XTU.
So we're talking about how your parents are famous, and we're getting so many really fun texts and calls from people. Somebody said, my dad pitched baseball 1951 to 54 for Connie Mack at the Lancaster A's. Wild Bill Wallace. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so somebody else's dad is in the Baseball Hall of Fame with his Little League team.
No way.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That is really awesome. So we have Donna on the line. Donna, do you have a parent who is famous?
Yes, my mom. She danced. She was one of the first dancing crews, I guess you want to say, in Vegas when Vegas first opened.
No!
And she danced with Bob Hope, and she knew the whole Rat Pack, and she had a blast. She was 18 when she left with a new girlfriend.
Could you imagine?
She lived in Wayne, PA, and she left and went because she danced all her life. And I have photos that are unbelievable of the costumes with her. It's wonderful.
So I'm imagining like that headpiece with those huge feathers coming out and stuff.
I have the picture of that.
Yes! Oh my gosh, Donna, that's amazing.
Yep. Yeah,
how cool.
I want to send you guys some pictures.
I would love to see them. If you could take a picture of them and text them to us, you could do that.
Okay.
We'll figure
That's
something
exactly,
out. But
that, can I text it through the same number?
Yeah, sure. Right through the same number. Okay. That is so
wow.
fun.
Imagine being an 18-year-old girl from Wayne, PA, just getting together with your friends and going off to Vegas.
I know.
Yep.
Wow, that's
an
adventure.
And hanging out with Bob Hope and the Rat Pack. Yep. Oh, that is the coolest thing ever. Oh, wait, we've got another Bob Hope connection.
Yeah, thank you, Donna.
Thanks for calling. We look forward to those pictures.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Susan. So what's your story?
Basically, Bob Hope is considered my uncle.
Stop that right now.
My dad and my mom knew him personally. It was not odd to have him wake up and be in my kitchen making us breakfast. He came to dinner every time he was in town. My dad was on an extra on his show probably a dozen times.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's crazy.
My godfather.
No! Susan! So how did your parents know Bob Hope?
It was an odd story from what I know, because I wasn't born when they met, but apparently my mom and dad travel a lot, which they always did.
Okay.
And they were on a plane, and Bob Hope was sitting next to them, and my dad never shut up. he's a talker. Now they're both up in heaven probably laughing at this phone call right now, but that's besides the point. And they started talking, and he just happened to be told my dad where the hotel they were staying at. And my dad was staying at the same hotel, and Bob gave my dad and my mom tickets, and ever since then, they were, like, inseparable.
Oh, I love that.
Fantastic.
Right? Back in the days when we could fly on an airplane and not wear a mask and actually chat with each other.
Yes, but, like, like I said, like, him and my dad are probably up there. He played cards with our family. They taught me how to play canasta and up and down the river.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
And I swear Bob cheated. I swear he cheated.
Of course he did.
But to this day, I will say he cheated.
That's so funny.
He was my godfather. He got me some awesome gifts. And I heard you on the phone with another Bob Hope connection. Mm-hmm. I would love to even possibly send pictures. And also, when this coronavirus is over and I can get into the studio, I would love to give you one of his shirts that is signed. And I would love you to raffle it off for cancer.
Oh,
that's very sweet.
That
Susan.
Is so nice.
I got diagnosed with breast cancer. So.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, listen, you're in our prayers. Okay. Stay
Thank
strong.
You very much.
We're going to put you on hold, and Donnie's going to get your information. We'll be able to make that connection for you. Okay, Susan. Thank you so much.
Right.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
if you have a parent who had a brush with celebrity dumb, give us a text or call at 215-263-6700. The Andy Summers Show next to you. I always get worried because Andy sits across the studio from when you're just laughing and giggling to yourself.
Well, I'm reading some of these text messages that people are sending in about how their parents are famous. Okay, mm-hmm. So we have one guy that was the stuntman for Jimmy Dean.
Oh,
right?
That's
so that's
a cool
super
gig.
Fun.
Yeah.
We have somebody's father was in the army with Joe Louis, the boxer. We have somebody who has a connection with Sally Starr. And then I get this one. My dad fought an orangutan at the state fair in the 80s and won $300. That is fantastic. Right? Like, it's one thing to have a brush with someone famous, but it's another thing if your dad actually beat an orangutan
at
a fair.
That is amazing.
We can't do that now because that's animal cruelty.
No, we can't.
But
back in the day when there were no rules, holy cow, that is fantastic. good morning, XTU. Julie, what is your story?
Okay, so my grandfather's grandfather was a pharmacist in Philadelphia, and he invented Heyer's root beer.
What?
He invented it?
Yes, he invented it.
That's
crazy. And sold it to Crush, and then Crush sold it to Snapple.
So was there no root? There must have been root beer before that. He just put that particular
there was like sarsaparilla back then.
Oh,
there wasn't root
gosh.
Beer. There was sarsaparilla.
Yeah, and like birch beer, right?
Yeah,
ugh, that stuff's gross.
Yeah.
But that's
yep.
fun. Root beer. Your dad invented
yeah.
root beer, or I mean, your
yes.
great-great-grandfather. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
It's fantastic.
It is.
Wow, thank you.
And I have not had root beer since they stopped selling it in this area.
Oh,
that's too bad. Do you know anyone who's wrestled an orangutan? No? Okay.
No, but I'd love to see it.
Thanks for the call, Julie. We'll get to it. Thank you. Are You Smarter Than Andy? Coming up next.
Fresh squeeze. Age free. Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.